This is number 4 of our Sahaja Yoga meditation programs. If you've not heard the first of these programs, we suggest you do. It's about the gaining of self-realization, the simple experience which is basic to Sahaja Yoga meditation. So it would be best to hear the first program first. Now, the central nervous system. Last time we talked about the left, right and central channels, the Ida, Pingala and Sushumna Nadis. These channels rise along the spine to the ego on the right side, the superego on the left, and the top of the head, where the central channel makes the connection with the great energy of creation that surrounds us. When the attention is in the left, the Ida Nadi, we become concerned with the past, our emotions, conditionings. And the more deeply our attention is in the left, the more we become lethargic, even in extremes, depressed. Do you sometimes wake up feeling you'd rather not get involved in the doings of the day? Well, that's left-sided. When the attention is in the right, the Pingala Nadi, we become concerned with the future, our actions, the way we put our stamp on the world. And the more deeply our attention is into the right, the more stressed, irritated, even angry and violent we can become. Does your brain sometimes keep telling you what ought to be done, or trying to solve problems, planning the future? That's right-sided. When the attention is in the center, the Sushumna Nadi, we can achieve balance. The past and the future take their appropriate places. We can gain a sense of peace and well-being. It's meditation. Here's an example of what I mean. There was a university student at Armidale who told me that she was getting pretty awful marks for her essays, and she was worried about it. In fact, she was a bit of an all-round worry wart, lacking any confidence in herself. Real left-sider. I mentioned to her that if we are in the left, we'll probably write essays about the topic's place in the past, its emotional ramifications, its historical influence. If we are in the right, we'll tend to write about definitions and details and the topic's values for the future. But if we are in the center, we are more likely to draw on all aspects and sources and treat the topic with breadth. So I recommended that before she started writing her next essay, she should spend some time in meditation, bring herself into balance, relax. She didn't seem very convinced. Well, 6 weeks later, had another program in Armidale, and there she was. She couldn't wait to tell me that her last two essays had got good marks, and she was enjoying meditation. She discovered that it's from the center that all good things are done. Well now, how to get into the center? Here's a simple way. Sit down on the floor, on the chair, whatever. Put your hands on your lap, palm upward. Close the eyes. Now raise your hands a few inches and put your attention on them. Is one heavier or warmer or pricklier or more noticeably pulsing than the other? If the left hand is the heavier or whatever, Return the left hand to the lap and place the right hand near to the right hip. Now raise it to the top of the head, palm upward, and then turning the palm downward, take the hand down the left side. Repeat that a few times. Right hip, up the right side, over and down the left. It's moving the energy from the right side into the left, where it's needed to balance the system. However, if the right hand is heavier or warmer or pricklier, return that right hand to the lap and place the left hand near the left hip. Now raise it up to the top of the head, palm upward, and turning the palm down, take it down the right side. Then repeat the action a few times. Left hip, up the left side, down the right. This time, it's moving the energy from the left side to the right, again, balancing the system. It's a form of diagnosis and cure, shifting the energy left to right or right to left. Now, place the hands a few inches above the lap again and check. Are the hands equal? Balanced? If so, relax and enjoy it. If not, if one is still busier than the other, do that action, whichever is appropriate, a few more times. Then check again.
There should be no blind faith about Sahaja Yoga. Blind faith does not help at all. Neither there should be a denial. And with that cheerful attitude, if you just listen to me as a hypothesis, whatever I'm telling you, you need not accept it as truth just now. But then the time has come for me to prove the truth to you. And the truth can be proved to you. Time has come to prove the existence of God, to prove. Not prove that I give you a big lecture or take you to courts or some sort of a thing like that, but how am I going to prove it on your awareness? It is going to be absolute experience of your awareness that you are going to feel God Almighty. Time has come to prove the scriptures, all the scriptures. The time has come to prove your own connection with God, your own relationship with Him, your own relationship with that primordial being, whether you call it God or anything, it makes no difference to God Himself. Whether you call Him by any name, there is God, and that God is not the way you conceive God. It's not the way you understand God or you know God, but is the God as He is. Unless and until you yourself feel Him, you are not going to believe in Him. Even if you believe under certain circumstances, it's a belief that is blind. It has no meaning for any intelligent person, and a day will come that such a person is going to denounce that kind of a blind faith. So now within ourselves, as I said, is a built-in system which has come to us through our ascent in our awareness at different stages, which is like a history written within ourselves, how we become human beings. Into different stages we were divided. First of all, the stage of the carbon, where we became alive. The dead became the alive. that is placed at that point. It is below that great power within us, which lies in the triangular bone, which we call as Kundalini. This power is the power also described in the Bible as the tree of life. I'll appear before you like tongues of flames. But Bible being a very microscopic thing, it cannot be explained, the symbolicism of that, unless and until you get your new awareness or the vibratory awareness, it cannot be explained. Now this power is the power of desire, of the ultimate desire, the only desire, the real desire that we have within ourselves. All other desires become useless. See, in the affluent countries now, people have achieved affluence, they are rich, well-to-do, but they are not happy. People who are extremely affluent, like in Sweden and in Switzerland, they are competing among themselves. How many youths are going to commit suicide? Recently I learned that Swiss people are better off. Many more Swiss people are committing suicide than the people who were young people in Sweden. This is the state where we should realize that affluence, if it was our desire, is not the real desire. Because when we got the affluence, we should have been very happy and joyous people. But we are not. And the basics of economics is that wants in particular may be satiable, but in general they are never satiable, means matter cannot satisfy your wants. So what is the want? What is the seeking one has is hidden in this power, and that is the seeking to become one with God, the yoga, the union with God. What we call the baptism. In the Quran, it's called as the peer. You have to become the peer, the twice born. It is described in various languages, but the same thing that they have described is the same in every scripture. If you try to follow what it means, you'll be amazed that they all said the same thing. Now somebody might say there might be some other methods, Mother. It can be something else that can work it out. There's no other method. Because this has been worked out for thousands and thousands of years within yourself since you became carbon. And is all arranged within you by nature. Like somebody can say that a seed has to sprout by some other method. There is no other method for a seed. The seed has got a primule, and the primule has to be awakened, is the only way it works out. In the same way, it is going to work out in all of you. This power is to be shaken within you. It is to be awakened within you. If it is awakened within you, it rises. But what is this power? This power is to become one with the Spirit. So this power knows that it has to become one with the Divine.
Anytime you want to become one with the Spirit, try the balancing technique and meditate for a while. Remember, to learn more, you can attend one of the Sahaja Yoga public programs that happen all over the world. Check on the Sahaja Yoga website or go to freemeditation.com.au for details about the program near you. freemeditation.com.au. Meditation is much easier when a number of people are together. Thank you for listening. This is Brian Bell. I wish you good meditations. Thank you.